Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With regards to abortion, I had the experience of coming into office, running for governor, saying, you know, I'm going to keep the laws as they exist in the state. And they were pro-choice laws, so effectively I was pro-choice. Then I had a bill come to my desk that didn't just keep the laws as they were, but that would have created new embryos for the purpose of destroying them. I studied it in some depth and concluded I simply could not sign on to take human life. I vetoed that bill. I went to the Boston Globe. I described for them why I am pro-life. Every decision I took as governor was taken on the side of life. I am firmly pro-life. I've learned over time, like Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush and others, my experience in life over, 19 years has told me that sometimes I was wrong. Where I was wrong, I've tried to correct myself.
All right. Mitt Romney, during the GOP debate on Thursday, addressing the question about his being a flip-flopper. The 2012 GOP race number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Another hour to overview the 10 hot hits. Talk Radio Countdown Show focusing on the week which ends on the 16th of December. Here's a rundown. We'll go through all top 10 of these items determined by the staff of Talkers Magazine, the staff of the Countdown, the monitoring of talk radio programs, hosts, the shows that people listen to, most of the independent and local shows. They focus on the issues of the day, for sure. The Fast and Furious investigation, number 10. Financial problems of the post office, number 9. Jerry Sandusky and his problems, number 8. Iran and our problems with them, number 7. The protesters and their problems with everybody, number 6. Problem of not enough money to pay the bills in Europe, number 5. The plan to cut the use of cell phones in your car, ban them, number 4. End of the war in Iraq is 3. Payroll tax cut extension and the government shutdown, which apparently has been avoided, number 2. And again, number 1 is the GOP race. So let's go back to the Thursday night debate. Bret Baier asks Rick Perry about the concerns many have with his problems as a debater, discusser. What's your problem, Rick?
Governor Perry, by your own admission, you're not a great debater. You have said as much and downplayed debating skills in general. But if you were to become your party's nominee, you would be going up against an accomplished debater in Barack Obama. There are many in this audience tonight, sir, who fear that possibility and don't think you're up to the fight.
Well,
allay them of their concerns.
I want to share something with you. That as each one of these debates, I'm kind of getting where I like these debates. As a matter of fact, I hope Obama and I debate a lot, and I'll get there early. And we will get it on, and we will talk about our differences, which are great. I'll talk about what we've done in the state of Texas. I'll talk about passing a balanced budget amendment to the United States Congress. I'll talk about having the type of part-time Congress that I think Americans are ready for. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there, I understand it, you know, there are a lot of folks that said Tim Tebow wasn't going to be a very good NFL quarterback. There are people that stood up and said, well, he doesn't have the right throwing mechanisms, or he doesn't, you know, he's not playing the game right. And, you know, he won 2 national championships, and that looked pretty good. We were the national champions in job creation back in Texas. And so, but am I ready for the next level? Let me tell you, I hope I am the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses.
Not a chance, sir. 800-510-8255. Your quick reaction to many of these stories, because we have to go through all 10 of them in the hour. So if you have any thoughts that are new and different and interesting and important and you want to add them to the discussion of the GOP focus on the candidates, help yourself. Facebook, you can follow us there. Go send email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. A lot of info at the Doug Steffen website. Chris Wallace asking Michelle Bachmann about her claims that Newt Gingrich has been making millions as an influence peddler.
Given his denial over time and again tonight that he denies ever having lobbied, what is your evidence, hard evidence, that he engaged in influence peddling?
Well, it's the fact that we know that he cashed paychecks from Freddie Mac. That's the best evidence that you can have. Over $1.6 million. And frankly, I am shocked listening to the former Speaker of the House because he's defending the continuing practice of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. There's a big difference between a credit union and Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and they were the epicenter of the mortgage financial meltdown. I was trying to see these two entities put into bankruptcy because they frankly need to go away. When the Speaker had his hand out and he was taking $1.6 million to influence senior Republicans to keep the scam going in Washington, D.C. That's absolutely wrong. We can't have as our nominee for the Republican Party someone who continues to stand for Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. They need to be shut down, not built up.
Speaker Gingrich.
Well, the easiest answer is that's just not true. What she just said is factually not true. I never lobbied under any circumstance. I never went in and suggested in any way that we do this. In fact, I tried to help defeat the Housing Act when the Democrats were in charge of the House. And if you go back and talk to former Congressman Rick Lazio, he'll tell you when we were passing housing reform while I was Speaker, I never at any time tried to slow down the reform effort. In fact, I helped him pass the reform bill. And I think sometimes people ought to have facts before they make wild allegations.
Yes, Congresswoman.
Well, after the debate that we had last week, PolitiFact came out and said that everything that I said was true. And the evidence is that Speaker Gingrich took $1.6 million. You don't need to be within the technical definition of being a lobbyist to still be influence peddling with senior Republicans in Washington, D.C. to get them to do your bidding. And the bidding was to keep this grandiose scam of Freddie Mac going. That is something that our nominee can't stand for. We have to shut down these government enterprises, and we've got to end them. And I think that's shocking that he's saying that.
Now, let me just say two things.
Speaker Gingrich, quickly.
Okay. Let's say two things. First, my policy is to break up both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It is not anything like what she just described. Second, I want to state unequivocally for every person watching tonight, I have never once change my positions because of any kind of payment. Because the truth is, I was a national figure who was doing just fine, doing a whole variety of things, including writing best-selling books, making speeches. And the fact is, I only chose to work with people whose values I shared, and having people have a chance to buy a house is a value I believe still is important in America.
Methinks thou dost protest too much. Michelle Bachmann may have him by the so-called short hairs. What do you think? 800-510-8255. So Bachmann and Gingrich tangling there. Is that good for the Republican Party to have two of the major players fighting with each other? Does that make good fodder for the Obama campaign? 800-510-8255 is our review of the hot topics of the week on the Countdown Continues.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor's Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring three decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits. And Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
800-510-8255. Lots of attacks on Newt Gingrich. He seemed to be the main target. Ron Paul here talks about what makes him unique as a candidate during the course of the debate.
You know, fortunately for the Republican Party this year, probably anybody up here could probably beat Obama. So... the challenge isn't all that great on how we're going to beat Obama. I think he's beating himself. I think really the question is what do we have to offer? And I have something different to offer. I emphasize civil liberties. I emphasize a pro-American foreign policy, which is a lot different than policemen of the world. I emphasize, you know, monetary policy and these things that the other candidates don't talk about. But I think the important thing is the philosophy I'm talking about is the Constitution and freedom. And that brings people together. It brings independence into focus. And brings Democrats over on some of these issues. So therefore, I see this philosophy as being very electable because it's an American philosophy, it's the rule of law, and it means that, you know, we ought to balance the budget. It opens up the door for saying, supporting my willingness to cut $1 trillion out of the budget the first year.
There's Representative Ron Paul of Texas, who is now a threat in Iowa to both Gingrich and Mitt Romney. Found himself under attack, as is usually the case. Michelle Bachmann seemed to be leading the charge against him over his posture toward Iran. You may know that Paul has consistently argued against U.S. intervention abroad and for ending the war in Afghanistan, raised questions about taking an aggressive stance toward Iran. And so where does that put everybody? Well, Ken's in Roseland, Virginia, thinks that Ron Paul made a mistake. What was the mistake he made, sir?
Yes, Ron Paul made a bad mistake, both in the debate and the after show with Sean Hannity. He failed to state the very important point that he's received more in contributions in both number and amount than any other candidate, including Obama. So that would have shored up his devotion to national defense.
Sir, where did you get that? Where did you get that information?
Well, he is...
no, I asked you a direct question. Where did you get... please tell us where you got that information.
Jones and other places.
Yeah, please tell me where you got that information. Alex Jones is the one who gave you the information?
Well, that's one of the sources, yeah.
And Alex Jones says that Ron Paul has gotten more contributions from anybody than Mitt Romney?
From persons in the military. From persons in the military.
So Ron Paul has more contributions from military people than anybody else?
Yes.
So why, and that's bad?
That's good for him. Huh. But he failed to say it. He failed to say so.
Oh, so that was his mistake?
Yes.
Ah, got it. Okay. Thank you. That's interesting. No argument. I don't know because I'm not following. I look at the numbers. I don't look where they come from unless somebody asks me a question specifically. You know, you look around and it's just, I'm so disgusted by campaign contributions from any place. It's all wrong as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so the presidential race, GOP race number one. Let me spend a few more minutes on that and then move on through our countdown.
Mm-hmm. has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A few more minutes here on the countdown on the GOP race, mostly because it is number one, and as this, I believe, is the last of these debates in Sioux City, Iowa, Thursday night, the last of the 2012 debates, the last blogging. Wow, there are a lot of bloggers on board involved in this discussion. And some of them are talking about not just the debate, but other things that have been said this week. For example, host Jen Bryan talked about Glenn Beck's reference to Newt Gingrich and those in the Tea Party who support him.
Glenn Beck, okay, is saying that Newt Gingrich's rise in the polls. Yep, the rise in the polls is simply because Tea Partiers have an issue with Obama's skin color. That's not from Al Sharpton. That's not from David Axelrod. That's not from Obama or the missus. No, that's from Glenn Beck. Now, again, sometimes he was on Fox, by the way, with Judge Napolitano, who I love. I love the guy. He's so smart. I love his voice. I just love listening to him. And I love his take on all things legal. But Glenn Beck is catching major heat, and he should, by the way, from the Tea Party in particular, because Gingrich is white, and that's why people like him. What? Now, he said this, and here's a quote from him, and this is why he said it. Now, he says, Gingrich is a progressive. So if you've got a big government, and the big government is progressive, in Obama, and one in Newt Gingrich, you got one in Obama, you got a progressive in Newt Gingrich, and then in the Glenn Beck way, you know how he does, mask yourself. Tea Party. Is it about Obama's race? He asked. Judge Andrew Napolitano, host of his show on Fox, he questioned him further. He said, well, wait. And then Glenn Beck responds, it must be about race. I mean, what else is it? It's the policies that matter. But most conservatives, Tea Party people, myself, a former Democrat, it is ridiculous. It is a stretch to tie support of Gingrich to bigotry.
All right, is he a bigot? Newt Gingrich, is he a bigot? Is Glenn Beck a bigot? Are Tea Party people bigots? Here's host Trey Ware talking to Theo Caldwell from the Daily Caller about the way Gingrich seems to be able to connect with people in a way that Romney doesn't seem to be able to.
There is a disconnect that somehow Romney is not connecting with the American people in the same way that Newt Gingrich is. I mean, you talk about this. I've said this before. You talk about how Republicans right now, and many of us on the right, whether we consider ourselves Republican or not, but conservatives who lean libertarian as I do, say, you know what? We want somebody who's going to go big or go home. And right now, that person who's talking that talk is Newt Gingrich.
That's it. Look, I think people are overdoing the stuff that they say is holding Romney back. I think a lot of the things they say that are holding Romney back are things that Democrats think Republicans care about. For example, Mormonism. Democrats assume that Republicans won't vote for him because I don't think really Republicans care all that much. We've seen several examples of that in the past. I remember when John Kerry brought up the fact that Dick Cheney's daughter was lesbian. Democrats thought Republicans, oh, they won't vote for him because of that. Republicans don't care about stuff like that. But you know what they do care about? You mentioned being libertarian and such, Trey. They do care about having a bold plan to get America right out of this economic situation. And Romney wants to futz around with the tax code and do basically nothing to current tax rates, do basically nothing to the way the IRS does stuff, to the way money is collected and spent in the country, whereas Gingrich comes forward with a bold plan. And that, Trey, is the spirit of the moment. That's what Republican primary voters are looking for. And quite frankly, I think that's what Americans are going to be looking for in November of 2012.
Somebody said he's like the guy who's up on top of the ropes waiting to jump off the ropes and pin Barack Obama to the mat. That's Newt Gingrich.
I do think, look, a lot of people are saying that Gingrich is going to blow up. And I stipulate to that. I think he will at some point really honk people off. But I just think he's going to be able to hold back doing so until after November of next year.
800-510-8255. What honks you off about all of this? It's 28 past the hour.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth, I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Celebrate savings at the PetSmart Countdown to Christmas Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 50% on all pet holiday brand items, including sweaters, treats, and more. Plus, save 50% on select pet beds. And save $5 on select bags of Iams, Beneful, and Purina One dog and cat food. Don't miss these great holiday deals and more through Christmas Eve only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 16th through the 24th.
Dr. Travis Stork, ER physician and co-host of The Doctors, is educating people on the link between cholesterol and heart health and how diet and exercise may help.
A lot of us are walking around with high cholesterol and we don't even know it. We're making 200 plus health related decisions every day, and many of those do affect our heart health, our cholesterol levels. So there are some things we can do. Oats have something called beta-glucan. That's a soluble fiber that when it gets in your gut, it forms a gel-like substance that almost acts like a sponge when it comes to cholesterol and helps you eliminate it naturally. So whether it's a bowl of oatmeal or a bowl of whole grain oat cereal like Cheerios, you can help improve your cholesterol profile.
3 grams of soluble fiber daily from whole grain oat foods in a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease. Cheerios has 1 gram per serving. To learn more about heart health and how Cheerios cereal may help lower cholesterol, visit...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Continue another half hour of the overview from the week of December 12th to the 16th. Stories, topics, if you will, the hot hits in talk radio, all 10 of them referenced here. We've spent some time on the presidential race, actually quite a bit of time on the GOP race. Number two this week on the countdown, the payroll tax cut extension and basically discussions about what's going on in government. You'll know from some of the stories around as the week ends, what is going on with congressional negotiators trying to reach an agreement, preventing a government showdown, to prevent a shutdown. A temporary resolution to keep the government funded expires, and now there's a 7-step stopgap measure that cuts spending and all that other stuff, the stuff they've been arguing about. So that is a deal that gets involved sort of in the middle of the heated talks between congressional leaders on ways to resolve the differences over these measures to keep the government funded and extend the payroll tax cut, which expires at the end of the year. So politics as usual, confusing, yes. Where is it? It looks like it's still up in the air, although closer to some resolve. So that's number two. Number three on the countdown, the end of the war in Iraq. Here's a radio host, Jimmy Cefalo, talking to a Middle East reporter about the last of the troops packing up and getting out.
Are there ceremonies planned for when the final troops leave Baghdad?
The military is cagey about exactly the timing and also what it plans to do. We assume there'll be some kind of ceremony. You've got to case the colors. You've got to take down the flag on the U.S. command here that is still active. And I guess we can assume from the rate of withdrawal that troops will be out well in advance of the end-of-year deadline. As you reported, just 5,500 troops remain here today. Only two bases remain open here in Iraq. Most troops are heading out by air or driving across the desert into neighboring Kuwait. There's a lot of admin that needs to be done before they can fly home. They have to sign over the armored vehicles, then, of course, get redeployed elsewhere in the region. We're fighting a war in Afghanistan, of course, so those vehicles are needed there. Now, the troops then get a few days to decompress, and then and they jump on planes back home. When President Obama goes to the military base this afternoon, he will be meeting some of those troops who have just arrived out of Iraq. Many of them, of course, not on their first tour here, but some have been 3-4 tours of Iraq. They're pretty exhausted, but they've seen a lot change here in those years. Jimmy?
Prime Minister Maliki was here in the United States speaking with the President of the White House the other day. He's got to be concerned about the security of his nation, of his administration, of his government. Is the administration there doing anything to try to protect themselves?
Yeah, they've got a lot of Iraqis in uniform. They claim to have about 900,000 soldiers and police. The U.S. military says that's a bit of an exaggeration. But anyway, they do have large numbers here, and they have some pretty good equipment. All the Humvees that were no use when the insurgency picked up, they were essentially abandoned and have now been donated to the Iraqis. The Iraqis are buying high-tech equipment, too. They're purchasing F-16 fighter jets, tanks for America. There is, generally speaking, a military here and police force that has good equipment, that has had some training. Of course, it has problems. It's not trained at the same level as American troops. The government here, the Iraqi government, does at least have a force around it to protect it. And not least, on the streets of Baghdad, there are concrete blast barriers everywhere. So, inherited, of course, from the insurgency, but those barriers remain. And that helps to restrict the movement of potential terrorists here. And violence, as a result, really is down here.
Do you hear or read between the lines here? Do you know how many billions of dollars of equipment we're just leaving there? Why don't they buy it? Why are we giving it to them? These lying sack of manures from the Bush administration, Cheney and Rumsfeld and all these other phonies that made all these deals, why are we not? We haven't gotten one penny out of Iraq. We've spent billions, hundreds of billions, trillions, in fact, over there in the past 8 years, and to what end? We made a mess of the place, now we cleaned it up. Yeah, got Saddam Hussein, yeah, introduced democracy there, but at what cost to America in terms of lives, in terms of money? So I'm frankly sort of taken back at some of the hawks who still like McCain, who I voted for. Why do we want to still be there? And that's maybe only half of the question. Why are we just leaving all of this stuff there? The U.S. officially declaring an end to the war in Iraq, holding a ceremony there, attended by Defense Secretary Panetta, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Martin Dempsey. So the troops will be out by the end of the year. 5,500 soldiers are still there. So what about it? The discussion continues about getting out and what we did. Some agree, some disagree. I find that the ladies of The View, which is now turning out to be close to the number one daytime show watched by millions of women, especially lots of people like the banter back and forth of the ladies on The View. Here they talk about the veterans and how we ought to support them and disagree about whether the war was good or bad.
9 years after the war began, the United States formally ended its military mission in Iraq, and the remaining troops are finally heading home.
We're blessed that those who can return safely are. What this means, you know, just from a practical perspective, too, is that we have a ton of vets coming back, right? And they will need to buddy up. Like Team Red, White, and Blue that I work with, right. They literally buddy up a vet with someone here, civilian here, and we owe them our gratitude. They have been there. They have done all this for our world, our nation. So to be able to just go and find a way to give back to them and their families is so important right now. Yeah. Aside from getting into like a sparring here, like I just have a real heart for the men and women coming back and this announcement today. But I also think there's a really good article that I meant to send to you. It's by Thor Halvorsen from the World Policy Institute, and it's called Meaningful Peace. And it's about how sometimes peace that guarantees the freedom of individuals unfortunately has to be fought for, right? And so this is something that, whether it's Afghanistan or Iraq or Chechen government, wherever it is, Venezuela at some point is technically at peace with Colombia, right? Not technically, if the people can't go and voice their freedom, but sometimes war and being in another nation occupying it is necessary to achieve meaningful peace. And I think that we have done that.
Many experts feel that this was a ill-advised war, that it was incorrect to go into the wrong country. They had nothing to do with 9/11, and people still believe that to this day. My heart breaks
for those kids who went there. And
but
I'm happy
that
they're
there
home,
with
the ones
an important
that came
mission,
back.
Right?
How would you like to come back and someone tell you,
well, that was a waste, you know? I mean,
no.
It's really hard to hear that coming home after serving tour after tour.
People need to go to jail if they sent these guys to war for the wrong reason.
If you find out that you're living near a veteran,
absolutely.
If you are living near the veterans' hospital, holidays are tough when you're in the hospital. If you can take 25 minutes out your day and just go over and sit with somebody or sit with the family and see if they need anything, it would be really helpful. That's the best way you can thank folks is by being there.
When my father and my uncles came back from World War II, there was a GI Bill in place, and veterans were taken care of. I feel as though we lost sight of
someone. No, they weren't all taken care of, which is why there was so much anger from black veterans, because they went over and fought World War II and did not get any, you know,
just like you said, like me, I'm going, what can I do? Like this website, we got to find some things that we can do because, you know, you got families who have been here and they've been taking care of the home, the mothers and the kids.
Join Forces is another website through the government you can go on to.
We'll put it all on our website.
VP Biden was here talking about it.
We'll put it all there.
Obama administration actually has a jobs bill, I think, in place right now.
So
hopefully help these vets find employment.
All right, so there's something you can agree. Most everybody listening can find something in what all the ladies said there that you can agree with. Disagreeing about whether the war was a good idea or not, something that will go on for a long time. But you still can't take away from the men and women who put the uniform on, who come to the call, they volunteer, we send them over there. It is nothing to do with them. It's not their fault that the idea to go to Iraq was ill-advised, shall we say. It's not they're doing. They're there. So anybody who, this is from my era, and I'm saying this sort of as a toot, many of you may be the same age or relatively through the same experience that I had in the Vietnam War era when those soldiers were completely dissed, and it was outrageous. So there, we have to separate the politics, the politicians, and their boneheaded ideas from the men and women who serve. The two only go together in that the president, commander-in-chief says, okay, this is what we're going to do. And all too often lately, especially in the latter years, the Bush years, and now with Obama, there isn't a congressional declaration of war. It's all these police actions everywhere. And our men and women are put in harm's way oftentimes for no good reason. Because at the end of the day, what's gained by us being involved? By the way, the Senate has passed a $660 billion defense bill. Back to the question about why are we giving the Iraqis all this equipment when we're spending $660 billion. The second part of that story is the government accounting office says there is $200 billion of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And in case you didn't realize why the Muslim Brotherhood is making gains in the Middle East, it is because of this very thing going on in their countries. The waste, fraud, the corruption. Corruption is the number one thing. The true Islamist believes that corruption will keep you from going to heaven if you are corrupt. So that's why there's been a rallying call. It has nothing to do with anything else other than the corruption in these governments. And, by the way, many of the occupying, the protesters, are protesting the same thing here. Even though you don't get that story from the news media, there are many protesters who are out there involved in protesting our government's waste and corruption. And that's why we have a lot of conversation about, okay, what's really going on with the Wall Street, the occupiers, and that's really what's going on. By the way, it's number six. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Up next, number four, the proposed cell phone ban when the countdown continues.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil.
It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry free warranty, an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Many people say they love listening to this review of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio. A lot of takeaway stories and ideas for conversation, so that's cool. We are now at number 4, which is the proposed cell phone ban. Talk host Dave Visor here with analyst Steve Wicker, who thinks the NTSB cell phone ban goes way too far.
You refer to this as a sledgehammer approach. Explain that.
Well, I think it's a bit of overreach. I think there are solutions that'll, you know, get us to the same point, safer drivers, without limiting the speech of those drivers. I'm really concerned about limiting the use of the cellular platform in this way.
I got to tell you, I can't imagine not being able to talk on my cell phone while driving. Now, I use hands-free, and most of the cars these days are being made with Bluetooth or hands-free devices.
Well, exactly, and I read through the report, and I didn't see much evidence that hands-free cellular use, particularly voice, was causing a problem. It's primarily the texting that I think is the issue. Hands-free doesn't seem to be an issue.
But they're suggesting that states ban that part, too. So would there be a compromise that they could find?
Well, I think there's clearly a compromise. The existing laws in states like New York, California, even most states in Europe, really go after the use of the handheld phone, but allow for hands-free devices. People can still talk. They can still get on talk radio. You know, I think they found that nice balance between getting the safety impact and still letting people speak.
Well, not only that, but there is this whole communication and linking each other. You know, you call your friends if you're heading over their house. You know, staying in touch and knowing that somebody's safe on the road is such a key part of what we do now.
Oh, it's huge. I've got an 18-year-old daughter. I like to be able to reach out and know exactly where she is. She's not supposed to text me. She has to talk. But, I do appreciate it, and keeping in touch with friends is great.
The National Transportation Safety Board does not have the authority to ban cell phones, right?
That's exactly right. They make recommendations, and then the individual states pick them up and decide whether or not they want to follow through. it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think this is an opportunity for a lot of us to speak up and say, this goes a little too far.
A little wheeling and dealing might be appropriate. Okay, number five is the Eurozone debt crisis. Wall Street Journal carrying stories on stocks rising in Europe because it looks like things are going to go better in America. And you know how we're tied together there. Number six is the protesters. They're next.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The world of news talk radio, sports talk radio, usually weekly featured stories in our top 10 review. We're at number 6 now of 10, the protesters here in our country. That's really what we want to talk about. We know what's going on around the rest of the world, but do we know what's going on here? Here's radio host Ray Lytle talking to Drew Dzinski from Occupy Springfield about his arrest.
Were you one of the guys that actually did the sidewalk chalking?
Yes, sir. I am currently awaiting my court date for a $500 fine for vandalism is what I was cited for.
So, all right, let me get into this. What did you guys, it was down near Aaron Schock's office, right?
Yes, sir.
What did you put on this? What was on the sidewalk? What did you guys write?
Well, I think maybe the place to start with this story is the preface of why we were there in the first place. It was brought to our attention that there is a bill going through U.S. Congress right now, H.R. 3346, that would grant emergency unemployment benefits to 2 million Americans that will lose them after December 31st. So following the Lincoln maxim of first determine something must be done and then determine how to do it, we began trying to figure out how we could get our message across to Congressman Schock and his constituents here in Springfield.
Right.
And what we've been doing around Springfield as a form of protest in front of big banks like Chase is writing on the sidewalk with chalk, expressing our opinions. Never vulgar, never obscene, but we express our opinions on the matter. So we decided to do that at Aaron Schock's office in Operation Shock Chalk.
So you guys, when you guys did it in front of Chase, there was no problem?
No. The police did stop and talk to some members. I had been talked to by the police about chalking, but we've never actually been told to stop.
And what have they told you about chalking?
They come out and they tell us how they don't like coming out there. They're getting complaints. since they you know, they don't want to deal with it. But as for the letter of the law, they don't seem to actually be able to pin down anything that we're guilty of, you know, in that regard. So we were talking at Aaron Schock's office at about 10 o'clock on Thursday night. We had been out there already at about 4:30 chalking in full view of the office with protesters from the AFL-CIO and the Central Illinois Trade and Labor Council. We were not stopped from chalking then, and we were chalking messages like, 2 million Americans are about to lose their unemployment. Don't let that happen. And support H.R. 3346, extend UI benefits, things of that nature, you know, trying to raise awareness about the issue in the community.
Right.
We had been chalking throughout the day a couple of times, and it was washed off every time. However, we were never approached by the police. And at 10 o'clock, an associate of mine and I, John Keating Jr., he and I were approached by a police officer who immediately said, get your hands behind your back, and then informed us that we were under arrest for chalking. We weren't actually arrested, but we were informed immediately that we were under arrest. We were handcuffed and we were detained in police cars.
And then written out your...
Yeah, it took them a while to figure out just what they were going to write us up for.
All right, so chalking, that sounds horrible. Yeah, number seven this week, the situation with Iran, the drone case. Here's Ray Appleton talking to a foreign affairs expert about how significant it is that we are in the process of trying to figure out what to do. They've got this downed drone, and they don't want to give it back.
The RQ-70, 170, is it's a spy plane, it's a drone. It's one of the most closely guarded secrets that we have. Not much is known about it to the American public. And in the very beginning, the government, as you know, was very coy about the response of this. We found a crash site, it's in a million pieces, to, yeah, they have it, it's intact. Now, apparently, the Persian government wants the Chinese to jump in here and take a long look at this and help them sort this out. This could be very bad news for the Americans. Do you concur?
Oh, sure. It's most disappointing that the drone was not destroyed either through a self-destruct order or that we weren't able to identify its location and then just blow it to smithereens.
That's the question a lot of people are asking, right? Okay, quick review of the story starting at number 10.
Number 10.
The Fast and Furious investigation on the countdown this week.
Number 9.
Post office problems.
Number 8.
Jerry Sandusky's problems.
Number 7.
Problems with Iran.
Number 6.
Protest problems.
Number 5.
The euro and its money problems.
Number 4.
The problems with the proposed cell phone ban.
Number 3.
Problems getting out of Iraq.
Number 2.
Problems getting the payroll tax cut extended.
Number 1.
And the problems each of these people and the GOP are having with each other. Speaking of that, people at number 10, Tim Tebow. Number 9, Bashar al-Assad. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Mrs. Clinton. Number 6, Angela Merkel. John Boehner is 5. Harry Reid is 4. Michelle Bachmann and all of the candidates are number 3 and number 2 tied for that. And Barack Obama is number 1. So that's the overview of the hot hits and the people are talking about this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. 59 past the hour. Thanks for being here to get yourself up to date as to what the hot topics are on Talk Radio.